Why are we here? Now, to be honest, I don't know if I really remember hearing him ask that question or if I've just heard it quoted so many times over the year that I think I remember it. But either way, the question is, why are we here? Or if you would like to take it in a more personal direction, you could ask, why am I here? Why am I here is a question I've asked myself off and on over the years, especially when I would start to feel a little discouraged, or maybe I'd feel like I wasn't quite living up to the standards that I knew I should be living up to. So I might ask myself, why am I here? Now, I should make it clear that my thought wasn't giving up or maybe leaving the church over it. So maybe the question should be more than just why am I here, but why and how is it that I'm still here? Years ago, when we were still attending the Wheeling Church, Mr. Bill Winter gave a sermon on spiritual gifts and talents. And I had approached him after the sermon and told him that I had appreciated it. I'd been actually thinking on those lines recently. And I told him I understood what he said, and I agreed with what he said, that we all have something that we can contribute, but I just didn't see it in myself. And then I said to him, joking, and he laughed about it, but I said that I kind of felt like my gift to the church was that I'm here so that you all can look at me and say that's what not to be as a Christian. You look at Mr. Coleman over there and do just the opposite and you'll be just fine. Now, like I said, I was joking for the most part, but I think there were times when I probably really felt that way. And as I have shared that story with people over the years, I've had a number of people tell me they felt the same way. And actually, I've had a lot of people tell me that they felt even stronger about it than I did. Some felt as though their being in the church was some kind of accident. And not to imply that God had made a mistake, but they felt like maybe they were just here. They just stumbled into the church. I had someone tell me one time that deep down inside themselves, they felt like there was really nothing of value that they brought to the church. And they had been in the church for years and years. And they had that question, why am I here? So that's what I wanted to discuss today. Take a look at why we are here. If you would, take a look over in 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy 1. Second Timothy 1, verse 9. Now I'm going to back up and start in right at the end of verse 8 just to kind of set this one up a little bit. It says, according to the power of God. And in verse 9, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which is given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. So the first thing to take notice of is that we are called for God's purpose, for what He sees in us and not for what we see in ourselves. We have to remember that God does not see things the way that we see things. And I think that was part of my problem in the past. I think that when I thought of spiritual gifts or talents, I probably only saw gifts and talents the way the world sees them. You might think of someone who is an excellent singer, got a great voice, or can play and the ability to play a musical instrument. We tend to look at gifts and abilities differently than what God does. I didn't see gifts or talents as an ability just to be here and serve in any way that you can. I never looked at gifts or as possibly just acts of kindness to one another or even the ability to show love to one another. Now this person who said to me that they felt deep inside themselves they had nothing to offer the church, well, this person was actually really good with the young people. They knew how to talk to the young people. They made them feel like they were part of the congregation. And that That's a talent. That's a gift. And that brought value to the church congregation that they were a part of. If you would, look in Matthew 25. Matthew 25, verse 31 through 40. 31. When the Son of Man comes in His glory, and all the holy angels with Him, then He will sit on the throne of His glory. All the nations will be gathered before Him, and He will separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And He will set the sheep on His right hand, but the goats on the left. Then the King will say to those on His right hand, Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you in prison and come to you? And the king will answer and say, Then assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you have done it unto the least of one of my brethren, you did it to me. Now the implication here is that these people who were about to inherit the kingdom were unaware of the good works they had done. They asked, When did we see you hungry? When did we visit you in prison? To them, they were just doing the things that should be done. To them, these acts were just small things, small acts of kindness. Little did they know that these acts of kindness were defining moments in their spiritual lives. Go to John 10, John chapter 10. John chapter 10, verse 3. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. Now, what I wanted you to take notice of here is God knows who you are. He calls his sheep by name. He called you by name. He knows where His people are. He knows who you are. And He has called us and He has placed us into the body where He wants us to be. He has a work for us to do. And He has put us in a place where He knows that we can get it done. And He gives us the use of His Holy Spirit to enable us to get that work done. Brethren, if you are here, it's because God wants you here. And it's no accident. You didn't stumble into the church. I wanted to look at one more thing. It's over in Revelation 4. Revelation 4, verses 1 through 6. Now, my Bible has this marked as the throne room of heaven. Verse 4, chapter 1. After these things I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me. Come up here, and I will show you things which must take place after this. Immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne set in heaven, and the one sat on the throne, and one sat on the throne. And he who sat there was like a jasper and a sardis stone in appearance. And there was a rainbow around the throne, in appearance like an emerald. Around the throne were 24 thrones, and on the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting clothed in white robes, and they had crowns of gold on their heads. And from the throne proceeded lightnings, thunders, and voices. Seven lamps of fire were burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Before the throne there was a sea of glass like crystal, and in the midst of the throne and around the throne were four living creatures full of eyes, in front and back. Now this is a pretty awesome visual of God's throne room. Picture it if you can. The rainbow, the thunderous voices, the lightnings, the fire, the seven spirits of God, and the 24 elders. And then understand this, that when God called you by name, this was the setting in which He did it from this throne room. Now, when you think of that, that makes your calling pretty exciting and pretty amazing. We're not here because of who we were. We're here because of who God wants us to be. We're here because God called us for His purpose. So then back to the question, why are we here? Why am I here? Why are you here? Why are we here? Well, that's quite simple, really. We are here because God called us by name from His throne to be here. Have a great Sabbath.